Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 27, Understanding Material Nature.
Šiame Bhagavatam, trečia giesmė, 27 skyrius, materialios gamtos suvokimas.
Text number 27.
Tekstas 27.
Yada evam adhyatma
rata
kalena
bahu
janmana
sarvatra
jata
vairagya
abhrama
bhuvanat
muni
yadaivam
adhyatma
rata
kalena bahujanmana
sarvatra
jatu vairagya
Abrahma
Bhuvanan
Muni
Yadaivam Adhyatma
Yadaivam Adhyatma
Ratha
Kalena
Bahujanmana
Sarvatra
Jata Vairagya
Abrahma
Bhuvanan
Muni
Yadaivam
Adhyatma
Rata
Kalena
Bahujanmana
Sarvatra
Jata
Vairagya
Abrahma
Bhuvanan
Muni Yada, when,
evam,
thus,
adhyatmarata,
engaged in self-realization,
kalena,
for many years,
bahujanmana,
for many births.
Sarvatra,
everywhere.
Jata vairagya,
detachment is born.
Abrahma
bhuvanat,
up to Brahmaloka.
Muni,
a thoughtful
person. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. When a person thus engages in devotional service and self-realization for many, many years and births, he becomes completely reluctant to enjoy any of the material planets, even up to the highest planet, which is known as Brahmaloka. He becomes fully developed in consciousness. Read the translation.
Vertimas. Kada žmogus daugybę metų ir gyvenimo užsiima atsidavimo tarnystę ir stengiasi suvokti save, jis pameta troškimą mėgautis bet kokioje iš materialių planetų, netgi Brahmalokoje. Toks žmogus pasiekia aukščiausio lygio sąmonės.
Fair point. Anyone engaged in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is known as a devotee. But there is a distinction between pure devotees and mixed devotees. A mixed devotee engages in devotional service for the spiritual benefit of being eternally engaged in the transcendental abode of the Lord in full bliss and knowledge. In material existence, when a devotee is not completely purified, he expects material benefit from the Lord in the form of relief from material miseries, or he wants material gain, advancement in knowledge of the relationship between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the living entity, or knowledge as to the real nature of the Supreme Lord. When a person is transcendental to these conditions, he is called a pure devotee. He does not engage himself in the service of the Lord for any material benefit or for understanding of the Supreme Lord. His one interest is that he loves the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he spontaneously engages in satisfying him. The highest example of pure devotional service is that of the gopis in Vrindavan. They are not interested in understanding Krishna, but only in loving him. That platform of love is the pure state of devotional service. Unless one has advanced to this pure state of devotional service, there is a tendency to desire elevation to a higher material position. A mixed devotee may desire to enjoy a comfortable life on another planet with a greater span of life, such as Brahmaloka. These are material desires, but because a mixed devotee engages in the service of the Lord, ultimately, after many, many lives of material enjoyment, he undoubtedly develops Krishna consciousness. And the symptoms of this Krishna consciousness is that he is no longer interested in any sort of materially elevated life. He does not even aspire to become a personality like Lord Brahma.
Komentaras. Kiekvienas, kuris užsiima atsidavimo tarnystę aukščiausiam Dievo asmeniui, vadinamas atsidavusiu, nors tarp jų yra yra tam tikri skirtumai, kaip tyras atsidavęs ir tie, kurių atsidavime įsimaišo egoistiniai troškimai. Tie, kurie turi egoistinius troškimus, atsidavusiai užsiima tam, atsidavimo tarnystė užsiima tam, kad galėtų įgyti dvasinę naudą, žinai gyventi transcendentinėje viešpaties buveinėje, pilnoje palaimoje ir žinojime. Jeigu atsidavęs gyvenantis materialiam pasaulyje neišsivalo pilnai, jis laukia iš viešpaties kokių nors materialių apdovanojimų už savo tarnystę. Pavyzdžiui, jisai nori, kad viešpas palengvintų jo materialius materialias kančias, padėtų jam gauti materialius turtus, įgyti žinias apie savitarpio santykių su viešpačiu ir gyvasybę, arba kad duotų jam galimybę suvokti aukščiausio viešpaties prigimtį. Kas yra aukščiau tokių troškimų, jį vadina tyvą atsidavusiu. Toksai atsidavęs užsiima atsidavimą tarnystę viešpačiui ne tam, kad gautų materialią naudą, bet tam, kad jis tiesiog nori pasiekti aukščiausią viešpatį. Jis paprasčiausiai myli Dievą ir širdies paliepimu tarnauja viešpačiui, kad galėtų jam jį patenkinti. Aukščiausių atsidavimo tarnystės pasireiškimu buvo gopų tarnystė Vrindavane. Jos nesistengia netgi suvokti Krišnos. Vienintelio, ko jos norėjo, tai mylėti jį. Meilė Dievui ateina pas žmogų tik toje tyroje atsidavimo tarnystės sąmonėje. Kada atsidavęs Ir kol atsidavęs nepasiekė tos sąmonės būsenos, pas jį visada liks troškimai gerinti savo materialinę būtį. Atsidavę, neturintis tyros atsidavimo tarnystės, gali trokšti mėgautis materialių komfortų kitose planetose, kur gyvos esybės gyvena kur kas ilgiau, pavyzdžiui, kaip Brahma Lokoje. Tie materialūs troškimai yra materialūs, bet kadangi tokie atsidavę tarnauja viešpačiui, galų gale po daugybės gyvenimo praleistų materialiai tenkinantis, jie vis tiek išsivysto savyje Krišnos sąmonę, kurios požymiai yra tie, kad jis tampa visiškai jam iš vis nebeįdomus tampa materialus gerbuvis bet kokioje formoje. Toksai atsidavęs netgi nesistengia užimti viešpaties Brahmos padėtį.
Om Agyana Timaram Dashyaganam Jana Shalakaya Chakshurum Nilitam Natamai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So today we are studying what are two types of devotees. There are mixed devotees. And there are pure devotees. The most amazing thing about this purport is that a devotee who wants to go to the transcendental abode of the Lord and serve Him eternally in full bliss and knowledge is considered a mixed devotee. That's pretty amazing. We can understand if a devotee wants to go to Brahma Loka, if he wants to go to Indra Loka, if he wants to go to Chandra Loka, if he wants to go to America, he's a mixed devotee. But to say that somebody who wants to go to the spence transcendental abode of the Lord and serve Him in eternal bliss and knowledge, to say that that person is a mixed devotee is an amazing thing. Does that mean we're not supposed to desire to go back to Godhead? These are the questions being raised by today's purport. Should we change the name of our magazine? We have our magazine Back to Godhead. So now do we have to change the name of the magazine? Lest that name stimulates some mixed desire in the heart.
Iškelia tokius troškimus, kurie nėra, bet pagal Bhagavatam tyrimą.
These are the sort of controversial questions that today's purport has stirred up in the mind.
Šiandienos komentaras iškelia tokius prieštaringus klausimus.
So what is the proper understanding?
Taigi, koks yra tinkamas suvokimas?
Well, we do have to remember.
Mes turėtume atsiminti.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
na danam na janam na sundarim kavitam vajagadisha kamayai mama janmani janmanishvarai bhavatad bhakti rahait kitvai. Lord Chaitanya, he does not even want liberation. He simply desires pure devotional service. He is not asking to be delivered back to home, back to Godhead. In our Guru Puja, every day to Srila
Prabhupada,
we are praying in the same way. We are praying Srila
Prabhupada.
Janme, Janme Prabhu se. You are my Lord, birth after birth, Srila
Prabhupada.
We are willing to serve Prabhupada's lotus feet even if we have to take birth after birth after birth after birth in this material world. This is pure bhakti.
There
is no demand.
That
Krishna, I will make a deal with you. If you give me one ticket to Goloka
Vrindavan,
then I agree to be your devotee. But if you do not give me a ticket, if you keep me here in Lithuania,
then
the deal is off.
I
will not be your devotee.
See
by how it's a mixed desire? So again, the question is, why the magazine is called Back to
Godhead?
Well, the real fact is this.
Faktas yra toks.
The qualification for going back to Godhead
kad kvalifikacija tam, kad grįžt pas viešpatį,
is not to desire it.
Yra, reiškia, nenoras grįžti.
It's simply to desire to serve Krishna wherever he wants me to serve him.
Kvalifikacija grįžt pas viešpatį yra tiesiog noras tarnaut Krishnai bet kurioje vietoje, kur jisai nori, kad aš tarnaučiau.
As soon as we are in that mood of pure unalloyed bhakti,
ir kol mes nepasiekėm tokios nuotaikos,
we are already back to Godhead.
Ai, kada mes pasiekėm tokią nuotaiką, mes jau esame pas viešpatį namuose.
And at the time of death, we will definitely go back to Godhead.
Ir mirties momentu mes be jokio abejojam tada vėliausiai pasiekėm.
So back to Godhead is a very nice desire.
Dėl to noras atgal grįžti pas viešpatį yra puikus noras.
But we have to understand the proper mood of qualifying to go back to Godhead.
Mes turim suvokti tinkamą nuotaiką, kurios dėka mes galime grįžti pas viešpatį.
The mood is one of completely being surrendered to Krishna. Wherever Krishna wants me to go, that's all right. We simply want to serve him in pure love. We simply want to fill our hearts full of desires to serve Krishna.
Mes turime jausti, kad mūsų širdyje yra pilna troškimų tarnaut Krishna.
The jnanis and the yogis, they strive very diligently to root out the material desires from the heart.
Jnani ir yogai, jie darbuojasi labai stipriai, kad išrauti savo materialius troškimus iš širdies.
But it is very, very difficult.
Bet yra be galo sunku.
The jnani is still infected with the desire to be God.
Jnanis vis dėlto apsikrėtęs to troškimu tapti Dievu.
And the yogi is infected with the desire for mystic powers. But the bhakta, he does not have to try to root out the material desires from his heart. Because he fills his heart full of spiritual desires. So his heart is overflowing with spiritual desires. So much so that no material desire can find a place of residence within his heart. Prabhupada gives the example of the river and the ocean. In that river there are innumerable material waves.
Šitoje, reiškia, upėje yra daug nesuskaičiama daugybė bangų.
The waves of the river represent material desires.
Šitos bangos upės jas simbolizuoja materialius troškimus.
But if there is when the tide of the ocean overfloods that river,
bet kada vandenynas patvinsta ir užtvindo upę,
the waves of the ocean overpower and completely wipe out the waves of the river.
To vandenyno bangos jos padengia upės bangas ir tas upės bangų nebesimato, jos nebepasireiškia.
The waves of the ocean are spiritual desires.
Taigi, vandenyno bangos yra dvasiniai troškimai.
And the waves of the river are the material desires.
O upės bangos yra materialūs troškimai.
Just like recently in the USA, Hurricane Katrina came in off the Gulf of Mexico, came up the Mississippi River.
Visai nesenai tas viesulas Katrina, reiškia, jinai atėjo prie Mississippi's.
This huge surge of ocean water came up into the river.
Ir taigi va tas vandenyno didelis kiekis vandens jisai atėjo prie Mississippi's.
So all of those waves of the Mississippi River,
taigi tos Mississippi's upės bangos,
they were completely wiped out by the waves of the ocean.
Jis visiškai pranyko, nes jis užlėjo vandenyno bangos.
So this is the secret how the bhakta,
taigi yra tokia paslaptis, kaip bhakta,
becomes completely free of all material desires.
Tampa išsilaisvina iš visų materialių troškimų.
Because he has so many desires for serving Krishna.
Dėl to, kad pas yra tiek daug troškimų tarnauti Krishna.
He's just thinking and meditating and how I can serve Krishna in this way, how I can serve Krishna in that way. He's just overflowing with thoughts of how to serve Krishna.
Dėl to, kad jis pastoja galvoja, kaip Krishna tarnaut vienokiu būdu ar kitokiu būdu, jis tiesiog užlietas tais troškimais.
That is the pure devotee.
Tai yra tyras atsidavęs.
So what is the condition of the mixed devotee? Why is he still mixed?
Taigi dabar kokia yra būsena to atsidavusio, paskui yra dar troškimų.
This, we also have a saying in English called mixed up.
Mes turime anglišką tokį posakį, susimaišęs.
Means someone who is confused.
Tai reiškia tas, kuris tiesiog pasimetęs, susimaišęs.
He's really mixed up.
Jis susimiksuotas.
Doesn't know whether he's coming or going.
Jisai nežino, ar važiuoti, ar neįvažiuoti.
So, the mixed devotee.
Taigi, toks susimaišęs, sumaišytas, atsidavęs.
Is indeed mixed up.
Jis iš tikrųjų yra, pasimetęs.
He's not sure whether he wants to be a devotee.
Jisai nėra tikras, ar jis nori būti atsidavusiu.
Or whether he wants to be a karmi.
Ar jis nori būti karmi.
He's still thinking, well, devotional service is very nice.
Jis galvoja, iš tikrųjų, atsidavimo tarnystė yra nuostabu.
But, so it's sense gratification.
Bet lygiai taip pat neblogai ir viskas patenkinimas.
So, how does that mixed devotee,
taigi kaip tas atsidavęs, netyras atsidavęs,
become a pure devotee?
Tampa tyru.
That's the most important question for us to ask.
Tai yra pats svarbiausias klausimas, kurį mes turėtume paklausti.
Because presently we are very mixed up, mixed devotees.
Dėl to, kad šiuo metu mes esam susimaišę, netyri atsidavusi.
On the one hand, we want to surrender to Krishna.
Iš vienos pusės mes norime atsiduoti Krishna.
On the other hand, we're being pulled by so many material desires.
Iš kitos pusės tiek daug materialių troškimų mus veda į kitą pusę.
So how do we stop being mixed and mixed up?
Taigi kaip mes dabar turime panaikinti šitą sumaištį viduje?
This is the most important subject matter.
Tai yra pats svarbiausia tema.
As we were explaining,
kaip jau mes kalbėjom,
when the heart becomes overflowing with spiritual desires,
kada širdį užlėja dvasiniai troškimai,
one naturally becomes a pure devotee.
Toks faktas natūraliai tampa tyru atsidavusiu.
So then that is the actual technique or method.
Tai yra tokia technika, toksai metodas.
We have to become very eager for serving Krishna.
Mes turime labai stipriai panorėti, trokšti tarnauti Krishna.
Every one of us has to come up with many different ways that, you know, we have to find many ways that we can serve Krishna.
Mes turime atrasti kiekvienas iš mūsų daugelį būdų, kaip pasitarnauti Krishna.
We shouldn't be just stuck in some rut of, you know, I do what I'm told and,
mes
you know,
that's it. Aš darau tai, ką man pasakė ir viskas.
There's four kinds of servants of the spiritual master.
Yra keturios rūšys dvasinio mokytojo tarnų.
The fourth class servant, the guru tells him to do something, he doesn't do it.
Ketvirtos klasės tarnas yra toks, guru jam pasako, padaryk tai ir tai, jis nedaro.
Guru Maharaj gives an order.
Guru Maharajas duoda nurodymą.
And he thinks, oh, Guru Maharaj gave me a suggestion. I can do it or I can neglect it because it's just a suggestion. That's fourth class disciple. And then the third class disciple, he's told what to do. He does it. But he's not very enthusiastic about it. He does it, as they say in English, begrudgingly, like with a negative attitude. Guru Maharaj gave me such a big burden.
Guru Maharajas užkrovė tokią naštą iš manęs.
That's third class.
Tai yra trečios rūšies.
The second class disciple, he does very nicely. With loving feeling, with enthusiasm, all nice qualities. Whatever he's told. In the first class, he knows what to do without being told. His heart is overflowing with desires. How can I serve my spiritual master? How can I serve Sri Prabhupada's mission? How can I serve Nitai Gaura Chandra? How can I spread this Krishna consciousness to benedict the fallen souls of this Kali Yuga? He has so many desires how to push forward this Krishna consciousness movement. How to worship the deities with even more wonderfully and more beautifully. Srila Prabhupada is a perfect example of this. He has so many ideas. So many inspirations he had for pushing for this movement. He simply received one order from Bhaktisiddhanta. One simple order. Spread this Krishna consciousness to the English speaking world. And from that order he expanded everything. Temples,
šventyklas,
farm projects,
fermos,
thousands of disciples, so many books distributed, restaurants, Ratha Yatra festivals. From one simple order he expanded unlimited spiritual desires. So Srila Prabhupada is the perfect example for each and every one of us. How we can get free of this mixed up position.
Kaip mes galime išsivaduoti iš šitos netyros būsenos.
Of being mixed devotees.
Ir iš tos sumaišties, kuri mumyse kyla.
And come to the platform of pure devotion.
Ir pakilti iki tyros atsidavusio lygmens.
So, what's stopping us?
Taigi, kas mums trukdo tai daryti?
Why are we hovering on the mundane platform?
Kodėl mes tenais, kaip sakyt, iki šiol plūduriuojam šitoje?
Does anyone have any idea what's holding us back?
Kas mus laiko, kas mus neleidžia į priekį judėti, kad kas nors turi.
Why are we remaining mixed devotees?
Kodėl mes išliekam iki šiol netyrais atsidavus?
I'll tell you one word.
Aš pasakysiu vieną žodį.
One term.
Vieną terminą.
Sense gratification.
Sense gratification.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati gives a very nice story in this connection. There was one wedding party. Indian wedding party. In India, wedding is very big thing. The whole village celebrates the wedding. Very, very big thing. So, the boy, he was from one village.
Taigi vienas berniekas buvo iš vieno kaimo.
And the girl, she was from another village.
Mergina jo buvo iš kito kaimo.
So now two villages are celebrating.
Dabar reiškia, turės švęsti du kaimai.
So the villagers from the boy's village,
taigi berniko tas kaimas,
they are traveling to the girl's village for the big wedding celebration. But there was only one problem. The girl's village was across one huge body of water.
Bet buvo viena problema, nes tas kaimelis įsirado senapus, reiškia, vandens.
Big body of water.
Už tokio didelio vandens telkinio.
And the villagers from the boy's village, they were walking, they came, it was after dark, they arrived at the place where the boatman takes the boat across the river. So there was one problem. The boatman had already gone to sleep for the night. So the villagers, they woke them up. They said, well, it's so important, we have to be at a wedding in the morning. So you kindly rose to that other village. And they said, but it's dark and it's such a long way. Can't we wait till the morning to row you to the village? They said, no, you must go now because it starts early in the morning tomorrow. The festival begins and we'll pay you extra rupees, no problem.
Bet jie sako, ne, mums reikia, ir to, reiškia, pati ceremonija prasideda iš anksto ryto, mes jau dar primokėsim papildomai.
You please take us now to the other village.
Prašau, nukelk mus, perkelk mus į kaimą.
So they said, all right, if you pay the extra rupees, no problem.
Jisai sako, gerai, jeigu jūs dar papildomai sumokėsit,
tiek. So the villagers got in the boat.
Dėl to kaimiečiai sulipo į tą valtį.
And the boatman began rowing.
Ir pradėjo irkluoti.
All night, hour after hour, rowing.
11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1
o'clock,
2
o'clock,
3
o'clock,
4
o'clock, rowing, the whole night rowing. And finally in the early morning, the sun came creeping up over the eastern horizon, little by little coming up. And the villagers woke up, and they were shocked. We haven't gone anywhere. We're going to be late for the wedding. They said to the boatman, what's going on? We haven't gone anywhere. The boatman went, oh Krishna, we forgot to pull the anchor in. They were rowing the whole night. They left the anchor in. And the boat didn't go anywhere. And now they're not going to get paid the extra rupees.